Welcome back. You're watching Press TV. To help us understand the latest developments in Latin America, we're now joined by Michael Moynihan, associate editor of Reason magazine in Washington, D.C. Up until a few hours ago, allegations and accusations were clouding the meeting of Latin American leaders, and now the hugs and smiling faces. How did that happen?
Well, I would say it's a bit of an overstatement to say that there's hugs and smiling faces, but no, you're definitely right that the tenor of the discussions has changed. But, you know, those accusations still stand. Venezuela's Hugo Chavez is not backing down. He is saying that we're going to have peace now. But I don't think we were ever going to have a war. I mean, this is typical Chavista, Hugo Chavez saber rattling. He's not very popular at home now for the first time in a long time. But, there was never really a threat of war, so I think they're putting a smiley face on it at the moment, yeah.
Now, how would you describe the role of Hugo Chavez in all this? He has certainly played a part, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has most definitely played a part. The question is whether it was a positive role or a malignant role. I mean, I think the obvious issue and the obvious question for a lot of people who are not Latin American experts by any means tend to look at a Colombian incursion a mile into Ecuador, and they're wondering why Hugo Chavez is getting all exercised about this. Now, you know, the obvious thing for Latin America watchers is the fact that Chavez is not very popular at home. I mean, despite the fact that they have 7% economic growth for the past 2.5-3 years, people in Venezuela are seeing major food shortages at home because of price controls. So, I mean, there's a lot of internal domestic factors that are driving Chavez to stick his nose into the business of his ally Rafael Correa, and also his mortal and hated enemy Alvaro Uribe. So, yeah, I mean, Chavez is using this for domestic advantage, and he's also using it as a cudgel to beat the Colombians with.
Now, you said you thought there's not going to be a war, but the continuing military buildup near the borders, could that destabilize the region with all the simmering tension between Colombia and Ecuador?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has destabilized the region, and if you look at the European Union response, UN's response, there's obviously a tremendous amount of concern because, you know, you're right. I mean, there's not going to be a war, at least at this point. But it is still very anomalous and very strange for countries to be lining up troops on the border. So, I mean, now Colombia, it has a much larger army than Venezuela and a much larger and a much more trained army than Ecuador. So, I don't think either of these countries would risk a military conflict. I mean, that I think we can be pretty sure of at the moment. But does it destabilize? Yes. Does it destabilize more than the continent has been destabilized already by Hugo Chavez and by Rafael Correa and by Evo Morales in Bolivia and, let's be honest, also by Alvaro Uribe?
Mike Moynihan, associate editor of Reason magazine in Washington, D.C., thank you for talking to us.